the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We have been discussing the Occupied Territories Bill on this programme going back as far as 2018 when it was first tabled by Independent Senator Francis Black. It's been on the table, it's been off the table, there's been changes to it. But now the government is looking to bring it in as quickly as possible. Finally, however, the bill that it's looking to bring in is not to the liking of many on the opposition benches. Basically, the legislation, the Israeli Settlements Prohibition of Importation of Goods Bill 2026, will ban imports of goods produced in occupied Palestinian lands. But some want that extended to services, some want it extended to all trade with Israel. We have two guests with us, Senator Laura Harman of the Labour Party, and we have Shay Brennan, Fianna Fáil TD and member of the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs and Trade. Senator Laura Harman, why is it that you want the government to go further than it proposes?
Well, firstly, we know that the majority of Irish people want them to go further. We know that 3/4 of Irish people want to see action in relation to this.
How do we know that?
From polling, there was an Ipsos poll conducted in relation to the Occupied Territories Bill. We also know that the Committee itself on Foreign Affairs in the Oireachtas recommended that services be included as well as goods. And also, we see no reason, you know, in opposition, certainly from the Labour Party, as to why services shouldn't be included, specifically from a legal point of view. So separating out the legal element from the economic element as well is important. So the International Court of Justice, when it was advising the UN General Assembly, recommended and stated that member states, including Ireland, have a responsibility to act when it comes to the occupation of Palestine. And they made it clear that there's an obligation to prohibit trade and investments. And they were unequivocal about that. So there shouldn't be a distinction, we believe, between trade and goods. It is welcome that the government is looking to act in relation to this. It has been 8 years. It was a government commitment. But we believe that we have to do everything in our power now to sanction Israel. And it needs to have teeth. This bill can't just be symbolic. It needs to have a real effect. And we know that Spain have introduced this as well in relation to the prohibition of advertising of services. Recently, other countries are looking at it in relation to Belgium, the Netherlands as well. We know that France and Sweden as well are calling on the EU to take a collective approach in relation to this. So Ireland needs to be a leader. We need to continue to show leadership in relation to this. And I think it's really important that we get this right before the summer, absolutely, without delay, but that it's as strong as possible. And I know that there was robust discussion in relation to the Foreign Affairs Committee in relation to this, and they did recommend that services be included. We've heard about legal advice, but we haven't seen fully the report from the Attorney General in relation to this. So I would say to the government, we need clarity on what legal advice they're looking at in relation to this and how it would impact. But we need to be brave as a country.
Shay Brennan of Fianna Fáil, why not include services?
Well, firstly, I want to welcome the fact that this bill is finally coming before Cabinet and in time before the Dáil. It's very important that when we bring a bill, that it's effective day one and that we're able to implement it day one. And the Attorney General spent a considerable amount of time looking at this bill with his team, who are extensively knowledgeable in this area. And they're able to determine that whereas it's legally sound to include goods within this, and they have confidence that it will be implementable on day one, it's felt that it would be open to challenge if services were also to be included.
And that's really the AG's
job. Now, I haven't seen the AG's recommendation.
So we just have to take it on trust.
But I can point you to a number of areas. One in particular, that the 2015 EU regulation on common rules for imports, that, for example, has the morality clause in it. And that's what says that Ireland, if it has a strong objection on moral grounds, as we do in this case, and that's backed up by the 2024 ICJ ruling, can withhold the importation of goods from the occupied territories. That, however, only extends to goods, and that doesn't extend to services. So that's one place where there's legal cover there to proceed on the goods basis. But there's no clarity, no similar clarity there on the services basis. And the worst thing we could do is introduce a bill that goes nowhere, that ends up in court on the first day.
In reality, though, Shay, has this anything really to do with the legal position? Has it got everything to do, though, with the fears that many American companies that do work with Ireland or are based in Ireland or trade through Ireland also have significant interests in Israel, and that they wouldn't want us to do this. And indeed, that there have been warnings from the IDA that there are legal issues in relation to continuing to trade between the United States and Ireland if Ireland puts a block on services from Israel.
There's economic concerns. I won't deny that. I won't try and get away from that. At committee, and as you said in the introduction there, I was a member of the committee where we unanimously published a report that had quite a number of recommendations in there, notably to proceed with goods and services. However, one recommendation that was in there that is worth pointing to is that the committee unanimously agreed, and I know this because I tabled this particular recommendation, that the consequences of proceeding were unknowable from an economic and diplomatic point of view. And that the department should investigate thoroughly a range of scenarios in that respect. So what that is saying, Matt, is that the entire committee, all members of the committee, all realised that there's a potential economic impact on that. And the government would be remiss not to try and get a valuation on that, not to try and understand what the potential impact is on that. Nonetheless, we are proceeding with this on a goods basis. Okay, we've already cleared cabinet. We're heading to Dáil Éireann with it. But the entire value of this, it's 200,000 worth of fruit and veg. It's about 700,000 worth of services. So all in all, it's less than a million.
Okay.
The real impact here and where Ireland is having the biggest bang for its buck in this respect is in terms of the work that we're doing at the EU level. We have been petitioning the EU from day one on this.
And I will come back to that in a second, but I do want to just focus, Laura, has a cost-benefit analysis been done on the impact of including services? Could it be that it would have relatively little impact on Israel, but could do enormous economic damage to Ireland? Because if that was to be the case, then what is the point of doing something that hurts us more than hurts Israel?
Well, firstly, I think there's been no analysis in relation to the exact, you know, economic impact of this in relation to Ireland. And there is no impediment to bringing forward this legislation. I mean, we saw the Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, Liam Herrick, today saying that
Go back to your economic point. If there's been no analysis done, is it not reckless to proceed with legislation to include services?
Well, what we do know is that if we include solely goods, that it won't hurt Israel as much, it won't sanction them as much. Whereas if we do include services, it will have more of an effect as well.
But and might it not have more of an effect on Ireland than it does have on Israel?
Well, there's no, as I say, impediment to bringing forward the legislation. Any legislation can be challenged, so we can't foresee that. And that's up to companies if they want to challenge that. But ultimately, we are able to legislate. There is no reason why this legislation can't be brought forward. I think we need to not be influenced by fear or favour in relation to this. We need to be strong. As I say, Spain have done it. Other European countries are doing it.
Yesterday in the Dáil, Taoiseach Micheál Martin did strongly bring up the case of Intel. Mm-hmm. Intel, which employs about 5,000 people in Leixlip, which is engaged, also has a major plant in Israel, not in the occupied territories, but not far from Gaza. If Intel's relationship with Ireland was damaged by bringing in this bill, what are you going to tell all the thousands of workers who could potentially lose their jobs?
Well, we're not talking about job loss here or job creation.
How do you know if there hasn't been an assessment done?
What we're talking about is services that are, I suppose, benefiting Israel in relation to their illegal settlements. It could be in relation to construction, it could be in relation to IT, for example, accounting, data. So we're talking about the very specific services. We're not talking about, jobs specifically in Ireland here. And I think, look, the government...
Are you saying that you can be comfortable that there is no threat to Irish jobs as a result of doing this?
Absolutely. And as I say, I think the legislation can be brought in. And I think that if people want to bring challenges to that, like any legislation, that is open. But I think the reality here is that there is a responsibility on Ireland. And we've been told this by the International Court of Justice. We know that a genocide has occurred and is occurring in Gaza. We need to stand up. We will be judged. 70,000 people have been killed in relation to this. Ireland has a chance to be a leader like Spain. And I think Ireland, you know, was leading out at the start and was so hopeful, you know, but 8 years we've been talking about the Occupied Territories Bill. And here we are now with a watered down version at the end. I mean, why didn't they propose this 8 years ago? It was a government promise. You know, this was something that the people were expecting. And again, here we are now coming up to a summer recess. We don't have the legislation yet and we don't have the strongest version possible.
Shay, isn't this a case of dealing with genocide and leaving aside any economic consequences there might be for us us in Ireland. Is this not a time to take a moral and ethical position rather than worrying about how it might impact us economically?
Ireland has always taken that position, has always been to the forefront. We were very early to recognise Palestine. We joined with South Africa in taking Israel to the International Court of Justice. Ireland has, and we will be publishing that bill and passing it before the summer recess, so that's going to happen in the coming weeks. But Ireland has always been to the forefront of trying to bring about a partnership within the EU to actually take multilateral action against Israel, because that's the only way that you're actually going to get a result here. 700,000 worth of services, 200,000 worth of fruit and veg is not going to economically move the dial. If Israel is to feel any pain or any pressure here, it has to come via the association agreement that the EU has with Israel. A suspension of the agreement or the trade aspects of that needs to be worked out, because now we're not talking.
Is that likely to
happen?
Now
we're not talking hundreds of thousands. Now we're talking billions.
But is that likely to happen, given that many countries in the European Union, most especially the likes of Germany, because of collective guilt about what happened during the Holocaust, seem willing to give Israel a pass on whatever it does and will not act to change these agreements in place because it doesn't want to be, they don't want to be seen to be anti-Israel.
Yeah, and that is a temperature that is changing. Recent events have certainly brought about a softening within the EU. Micheál Martin wrote to António Costa only last week, asking that at the next council meeting, which is coming up on the 18th of June, that this whole association agreement be put on the agenda for discussion among the EU leaders. And he got a positive response to that. So we are making progress. It's frustratingly slow progress, but we are making progress in that regard, and we're making progress towards a goal that will actually ultimately have an impact.
Laura, rather than being an outlier, should we actually be concentrating our efforts on persuading the European Union to move as a bloc rather than leaving ourselves vulnerable, particularly given the dependency we have on American multinational companies in Ireland and the fact that there is legislation in place in the United States, brought in the 1970s, that will force some American companies to divest from Ireland if it's seen that Ireland introduces legislation which is perceived to be anti-Israel?
Well, I think we can be both. I think we can be a leader in our own right, and we can also force the European bloc to act together. And we absolutely need to do both. But I think ultimately this comes down to what kind of a world do we want to live in? What are we subscribing to here? Are we going to lie down in front of bullies on the world stage, or are we going to stand up and be a leader? And I think this is what the Irish people want. And ultimately, I don't think the humanity of the Irish people can ever be bought or sold. And I think that's what this is about. This is about principles. It's about morals. It's about doing the right thing. And it's about standing up against genocide and calling it out. And I think the Irish people would be so proud, and I would be so proud of our government, if we could pass this bill with services included. It would be a proud, momentous day for this country.
Should we be putting together a list of many other countries that we should be banning trade with on the basis of what goes on in those countries?
Well, I think, look, we have to stand up when there are illegal settlements in place. And certainly, like, I mean, the EU...
Can you think of any other countries?
The EU have already done this in terms of Crimea, is my understanding. So there are examples there. And I think we need to play our role on the world stage within Europe and certainly within Ireland. And I would be so proud of our government if we could bring forward this bill with goods and services included.
We're going to leave it there. Senator Laura Harman of the Labour Party, Shea Brennan, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you very much.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.